The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. So let me go back to this story, because we want to see how this went out. So they ran, going back to the story. They ran to tell Jesus, followers, his disciples, what had happened. Suddenly, he met them and said, greetings. Or we might say, hello. Hey, hey, hey. Or what's up? Or how are you? And if you watch TV, there's a lady, she says, how you doing? These are the things that we might say today. And then the woman came to Jesus, and they took hold of his feet, and they worshiped him. When you come in contact with the presence of the Lord, you're going to move. You are going to move. For example, and I thought about the church. I thought about a few members in our church. Remember, when you come into the presence of the Lord, you're going to move. You're going to do something. Think about that. The angels, what they did, they bowed down. As they went around the throne, they said, holy, holy, holy. So I thought about you, T. When the presence of the Lord come up on you, guess what he does? He kicks. Praise be to God. You're going to move. All right. Then I thought about Miss May. All of a sudden, she'll holler, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Ms. Lucy, I'm not going to leave you out either. When the presence of the Lord come upon her, oh, she comes out with the tongue. When you come in contact with the presence of the Lord, you're going to do something. Then, thought about Michelle. Now, Michelle's, she'll weep. Ella, I thought about you. She back there be saying, preach, Bishop. Preach, Bishop. And then Sharon. Sharon try to be bold with his. But if you're close to him, you'll see a little tear. It'll drop from his eye. Then Brother Atkinson. My Uncle Willie, you ever been around him? He'll do a laughter. And then, Bishop, what you say? I done preached myself happy. Just thought about a few of you all. Hallelujah, praise be to God. When the presence of the Lord come in, you're going to move. And there are many more who move by the Spirit. Didn't call your name, but those were just a few names that came to my attention. So let's go on, continue this story. It said, then Jesus said to them, don't be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go on to Galilee. They will see me there at the same time. God is awesome. Some of the soldiers who had been there guarding the tomb went into the city. They went to tell the leading priest everything that had happened. Then the priest met with the older Jewish leader, and they made a plan. This is what they did. They paid the soldiers a large amount of money. He said to tell the people that Jesus' followers came during the night and stole the body while they were asleep. Y'all think about that. Paid them, T, to go tell something that was not true. But you know, sometimes you hear things. It can sound like it's true, but it yet can be a lie.